Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled, How Can Churches Equip Disciples to Make Disciples? Part 10, Teaching Basic Life Skills. Due to the breakdown of the family and society in general, many people are not learning basic life skills at home or in school. They arrive at our churches having never seen or experienced a biblical family structure, learned personal discipline, some social skills, or how to manage finances, a home, or a business. Discipleship builds the whole person, so remediating these deficiencies is important. Every person is unique, so I believe we should use a diagnostic and prescriptive approach for each individual. Over time, it will become apparent to the disciple maker what areas need to be shored up. Diagnosis can happen quickly by using precise questions and gradually over time by observation. Once we know what needs to be taught and demonstrated, we can begin the remediation process. As with all discipleship, life change happens through personal devotion to God, interaction with others, sound teaching, and practical application with feedback. Discipline is a huge key to success in life. When a disciple maker encounters a lack of this in a disciple, it must be addressed. Of course, discipline can only be encouraged, not mandated, but those who show no interest or progress in this area disqualify themselves from further development. Those who have never been part of a biblical family situation with a father and mother both being present in the home should be invited to participate at some level in a healthy family situation. Those who grew up in broken families may never have seen a good marriage. They need to be exposed to couples who have exemplary marriages. In addition, foundational teaching on the subject can be shared one-on-one or in groups. The absence or ignorance of basic etiquette and social skills can hold people back in a big way and should be addressed by the mentor. The same is true when a lack of understanding of how to budget and handle finances rears its head. Also, this is true for skills in how to run a family or operate a business. This aspect of discipleship can provide an avenue of service for those in the church who may not be motivated or gifted to teach the Bible, but who have a wealth of knowledge and understanding and wisdom in practical matters. Each person in the church is capable of being part of the disciple-making network of resources.